This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
How come when you have a phone and a phone charger, the phone charger won't charge the phone unless you throw it up over your right shoulder and then play a game of Twister with it to get it to charge? That's what I want to know. And then that'll happen.
It's not that hard either. That's just what you want to know.
That'll happen for a week, and then you plug it in and blah, blah, and then like for a week it's like, what? It's just charging immediately. Doesn't matter what I do. And then the next thing you know, blah.
Inquiring minds, Doug. That's a great point. Yeah, anytime you've got to take two phone books because it won't work with one phone book underneath it, and then you've got to lay another phone book on top of the phone to get it in the right position.
The other day, I actually had to hang it upside down. How, what? And right now, a low charge for me because I can't get her figured out this time. I'm in trouble. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can email us to the NetPopper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up today, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Chance for you to just beat us down, make us feel even better. We're on the worst losing streak in the history of the show, so why shouldn't you pile on this glorious day? Also, it is going to be Daddy's college and NFL selections. That could be the highlight of the show today as far as humor. And Bob Davis is going to join us from the Kansas Radio Network, Jayhawk Network, to talk Kansas-Nebraska football. Of course, folks also know Bob Davis from the Royals Radio Network, heard right here on ESPN Radio. So that's all coming up. More high school football playoffs tonight in A and B, and a volleyball district finals tonight. The Aurora Alliance game actually postponed today because of the blizzard out west. And I was talking with our radio brother in Gordon yesterday, my brother, and he told me how bad it was up there. And he goes, and it's nothing here. He goes, it's like 33 inches of snow in the hills of South Dakota, and it must be brutal. And Gordon Rushville, I know that north-south road. They're headed to Ogallala tonight to play district volleyball final against Kearney Catholic, and they probably have already left. I mean, it's not nice up there.
You know, Doug, and I don't know why we're surprised, because it was 82 degrees last week. Then all of a sudden you get this. So,
and 2 weeks ago, what was it?
Probably about, 45 again? I mean, I think it's just a peaks and valleys. And
no, they were postponing games because the weather was so bad.
Right, but I mean, you go back and forth. But yeah, it is November, so I don't know why we're so shocked about that, but The wind continues to blow, and that's the problem with that snow they got up there. The wind blew 60 miles an hour. And that's the main problem.
Tonight, wind will probably be a factor in all playoff games. You'll be able to hear the Kearney High Omaha North game right here on ESPN Radio, we hope. I am zero optimistic about the conditions at Berquist Stadium. We are going to be outside broadcasting the game tonight, and you're just trying to do a job. The kids are trying to play their game. We're trying to broadcast the game. Fans are trying to watch the game. Everybody will have different elements that they'll have to worry about tonight. But don't mess around. I see no Kearney High School today.
It's in service. It's like that. It, well, I don't know why that's surprising. Nobody goes to school on Friday. It's just the way it is. Yes, it started about 3 or 4 years ago. It's all about in service now. It's... Well, nobody knows what in-service is either, but the teachers have meetings. That's what you do. The teachers have meetings, and we don't know what they're about, but they have meetings continually all day long, and we just call it in-service, and we just don't go to school.
I'll see your five and raise you another five.
They're in a meeting right now on how to charge their cell phones.
God, I hope they figure it out.
You saw me have to hang it over the mirror. You saw me use that tactic on the old car charger. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely insane. What did you make of last night's NFL game, Tony?
Well, Brady Quinn obviously gets kudos because, you know, to lead them, there are not many scoring opportunities. I'm a little curious, Braylon Edwards, for being one of the elite receivers, I guess, as you entered this season. He was obviously one of the top 10 receivers, I think a lot of people thought. One catch, 15 yards. Kellen Winslow seemed to be kind of his go-to guy. Spread the ball around. Jay Cutler may be one of the more expressionless people. Is that a...
Well, his arm is so strong, it's taking all the blood, you know, and emotion from the rest of his body.
Okay, yeah, because it's way stronger than John Elway's, and he proves that every week. I mean, he does some really good things. But afterwards, after you complete a 90-yard pass, and they show him, I almost just want to punch the guy. It's like, get all crazy and smile. You know, show a little bit of emotion. Show a little bit. And I don't know what they're going to do for running backs. Because they continue. What are they on? Like the 9th and 10th running back now? Ryan Terrain out again. They're down to nothing.
To Pittman?
Oh, he's banged up. He's been banged up all year. They get him back, and then he goes out. I mean, they continue. And Brandon Marshall saying, you know, we got people on the practice squad. The practice squad just must see a new host of running backs every week because they lose them every week. But a good win on the road. You know, I think after last week, you thought Denver had zero chance. I really, as you look at that game last night, did you think Denver could go on the road after getting blasted by Miami at home, having zero offense, basically being embarrassed at home? You know, great pass to Eddie Royal, and Eddie Royal may be one of the more electrifying talents. Returns kicks, returns punts. He's going to be a big, you know, he could be a big star in this league. You give him a little bit of time. Hopefully, you know, can remain healthy. But I thought it was a good football team game back and forth. And if the Browns just ran out a little time, or they
Denver's still not good though. Scored 34 points and they're not good. I think that's. It occurred to me last night when we were driving back from volleyball, listening to the game when it got to 23-10. One of the things, I didn't believe in Denver at the beginning of the year, and they could still win that division. They're 5-4 right now, and they could go 2 up on San Diego if the Chargers lose at home to the Chiefs. So they'll be a game up on the Chargers.
Yeah, but I think the second half of the year, you're going to see the Chargers. The Chargers still, talent-wise, compared to the Broncos. And yeah, and you got to remember the injury situation, too. Champ Bailey's out. You know, the linebackers are out for Denver. You know, Denver's beat up football team right now. So, you know, to say they're no good, yeah, they're probably not. If any team's playing their third string right now, probably going to be a little bit depleted.
Well, that's what happened last night. College football, nice show, Utah TCU. 13-10. Yep, you deserve to be in the BCS. You guys are good. That's good stuff. That's football.
Did you hear the old... dynamic duo of Mark May and Lou Holtz talking about it, you know, them saying basically, you know, if you're Utah, you've got to play more games like this versus quality opponents. And it became pretty, there's a reason they don't do it, because they would lose. You know, it's pretty simple. Now, Utah still has to play BYU, I believe, that last game of the year. But that's really the only obstacle, and they're going to be one of those teams that is going to be crying at the end of the year. You know, if certain things happen, or they're going to be one of those teams that's going to be in there, and I really think you can go a long ways down. But if you even look at a Missouri matchup with Utah, you're going to score a lot of points. I mean, and I'm going that far down the Big 12 pecking order. You know, you go that far down the SEC pecking order, you're going to see a team put up a lot of points against Utah, and it's going to be one of those uneventful January 1st or 2nd bowl games.
Or 6th or 25th. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Coming up on the program today, we've got a couple of giveaways. We've had some folks weigh in on the hot topic of the week, and we will be giving away a Sun Heat System energy-efficient space heater later in the program today. We'll still take your nominees between now and probably the bottom of the hour. If there's something you'd like to talk about, we'd love to put you in the registration box. We know who's in the lead right now. Or if you'd like to nominate somebody for the Turkey of the Week, you can email us to the Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Maybe something happened last night. Maybe it's something happened this week. And the winner gets 15-pound smoked turkey approximate from Schroeder's Smoked Foods in Shelton. We'll be giving those away today on the show as well. We've got so much going on the show today, Daddy. I thought maybe we'd do your NFL and college picks quick early here.
No, it's not happening.
No?
People wait for that every week. People wait for that. It's got to be at the end of the show.
All right. Well, let's take a break then. And when we come back, Bob Davis is going to join us from the J-Hot Network to talk Kansas-Nebraska football after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it when truck stops sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, well, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperStation.com, click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today. Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Kearney Auto offers a great selection of quality cars, vans, SUVs, and pickups. And you can buy here and pay here, too. Need a rental car? Call Kearney Auto and pay just $19.95 a day. Get the most for your money at Kearney Auto, East Highway 30. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperStation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the Weather Threat button, brought to you by Fidelki Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
Sunday, it's an NFC North matchup in Minnesota when Aaron Rodgers leads Green Bay against Adrian Peterson and the Vikings. Hi, this is Bill Rosinski. Join Dan Reeves and me for all the action live from the Metrodome as these two division foes face off in a battle for possible playoff positioning. The Packers, the Vikings. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One.
The Packers-Vikings start our triple header Sunday, followed by the Colts-Steelers and Giants-Eagles on ESPN Radio. A wind advisory remains in effect for our area as we head through the day today. As we'll see lingering clouds and some partial clearing in some areas. There also is a slight chance of some rain or snow showers with highs in the lower 40s. Northwest winds stay at 15 to 35. For tonight, we'll stay variably cloudy with a low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Probably not out in the fields the last couple days, but you need to look ahead towards next year, and they want you to know at Dyna-Grow, there's a 10% cash discount until November 15th. That is coming up right around the corner. 1-800-652-9298. We talk about the corn. We talk about the soybeans. Well, they want you to know Dyna-Grow is no-till tough, Roundup-ready soybeans bred to perform in reduced tillage environments. No-till tough, Roundup-ready soybeans. They allow growers to take advantage of the many benefits of conservation tillage. These benefits include labor and time savings, reduced fuel costs, soil erosion reduction, and decreased soil compaction. You don't want to be out there on a tractor conventionally tilling all that land up. Call DynaGrow today. New hybrids arriving. 1-800-652-9298 or ask about their VT triple corn hybrids like 57 V07 and 57 V15 as well. 1-800-652-9298. Remember, 10% cash discount until November 15th is coming up. DynaGrow. It's growing in your fields. More acres planted at DynaGrow this year than ever before, and there's a reason, people.
Coming up, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy gives us his college and NFL selections, of course, for entertainment and chuckle purposes only. We'll get to the Dent Popper inbox. Fire us your questions or comments. Doug Ant and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Somebody's going to win a great, great gift today, a SunHeat Systems energy-efficient space heater. Who couldn't use that today because even inside it's a little cool. Well, tomorrow, Daddy, I guess there must not be much to talk about around the Nebraska program because it was a short after practice interview session with Coach Pelini, only about 2.5 minutes, and it was how's the injury situation on this person, this person, this person, and what about the cold weather tomorrow? That was the questions.
Then it's over. Well, hopefully there's more going on in Kansas because there's been more going on in Kansas the last couple of years of their football program, and that's why we're pleased to be joined right now by Bob Davis, voice of the Jayhawks. He's voice of the Royals. He's voice of a lot of things. Bob, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you today.
Is it going to be cold? What's the very latest?
It's going to be a little chillier than it should be, but toasty in the press box, my friend. Toasty
well,
in the
I
press
understand.
Box.
And I've been to a lot of games in Lincoln in the mid and late November, many of which were played at night when it was a little frosty, so I think we can live through it.
Hey, Bob, before we get into Kansas, Nebraska, I just wanted to get your thoughts on Ron Prince stepping down or being forced to step down at K-State without even the third year being completed.
Well, I'm certainly not privy to the inside information. In one sense, I guess it was not a surprise, although oftentimes when these things happen, the timing catches you off guard a little bit, and they made the announcement at this time, and then he's going to coach the last three games. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. They have a tough road game tomorrow at Missouri, and then, of course, have the Huskers at Iowa State. So we'll see how the Cats finish the season.
Bob, coming off the season Kansas did a year ago, and then looking from go back to, like, Big 12 media days, talk about where the Jayhawks are at in your mind and where you thought they'd be at this point in the season.
Well, I knew it was a – they had some tough guys to replace. They lost two first-team All-Americans and a second-team All-American, but that having been said, they still returned some experience. And I thought they'd be very competitive, and really they have been, with the exception of the Oklahoma game probably at Norman, although that they battled in that game pretty well, and then certainly the game with Texas Tech wasn't very close. But other than that, it's been pretty much what I thought. The win over Kansas State, I think, was a bright light in that it was a good defensive performance. They've made some changes defensively. I think the program is at a level where they're going to be competitive. And, you know, you're in this Big 12 conference, you have to adjust to the schedule change every couple of years. And this year, their South schedule certainly is about as tough as anybody in the country could get with OU and Texas and Texas Tech. But that's life in the Big 12, and obviously Kansas in the mix in the North, and I think that's what we would, you know, thought about coming into the season.
Bob, how much has to do with the facilities that are being built and the money being put in the program?
Well, I'm sure that's part of it, and I think it just shows a recognition of what you'd need to hope to compete in a conference like the Big 12. And football has received some boosts at KU, and certainly with the season last year, interest is certainly at an all-time high, and all that goes together, but it hadn't been an overnight thing. Mangino started out with very little going for him his first year, and gradually built on it and got to a pinnacle season last year, certainly, and now hopefully they can at a level now where they can attract good players and have good ball clubs every year.
How fickle the Big 12 can be. I mean, I know that Mark Mangino was one of the guys that was supposedly on the hot seat before last season began, and now he's the hero to the country.
Well, he certainly had a great year and the season, but actually they've been bowl eligible now four consecutive years, although they weren't invited to a bowl 2 years ago, but that's a first. And, you know, you look at some of those kind of things and over the course of history, and now they're bowl eligible again. And if they are invited to a bowl, as I think they will be, it'll be the first time in school history they've gone to bowls in back-to-back season. Now you tell that to somebody from Nebraska and they think, well, you know, we went to bowls 90 years in a row or whatever.
No, no, we'd love to go to bowls in back-to-back seasons now, Bob. We'd love to get into two straight bowls. That'd be amazing right now.
Well, it's tough. This conference is tough. College football is much more competitive. Obviously, the talent is spread out with scholarship limits now, but I think everybody knows what Nebraska is capable of and the assets and the things they have going for them in Lincoln with that. And you've got an outstanding coach now. And, you know, Nebraska is going to be very good. You know that.
Bob, I guess the main question I have for Saturday is, anybody going to be able to stop the opposing team?
They'd be able to stop what?
Will Nebraska be able to stop Kansas? Will Kansas be able to stop Nebraska? Or is it just...
You don't think there'll be any punch, huh? I think the team that plays the best defense will probably win, and if there's a turnover factor, you know, if somebody has an edge in that area, that certainly could influence the game. That was frankly the case last week in the K-State ball game. Kansas State turned it over, and KU was able to capitalize on that. So ought to be a great college football game, and it's always a super setting. We had an overtime game there our last trip to Lincoln 2 years ago, and it's always fun to come to Lincoln. People are very friendly to us, and it's a great venue for college football, and hopefully it'll be a game along those same lines.
Bob Davis from the Jayhawk Network, and of course with the Kansas City Royals, as you hear him here on ESPN Radio, is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, a lot of people knew about Todd Reesing coming in and some of the developing stories. We knew we'd have to find some new faces and some new names to learn about and hear about if this Jayhawk team was going to repeat as being a solid team. Who's impressed you the most or come the farthest this year?
Well, Kerry Meyer is a name that pops into my mind because, you know, Kerry's such a great story on the team. 2 years ago, he's the starting quarterback. And he loses that role a year ago with Reesing taking over as the starter. And you think, well, Kerry's an awfully good football player. Are you good enough not to have a guy like that on the field? Well, they found a way to get him on the field, and he's just become a key performer on this football team. He makes big plays, spectacular catches. He is really one of the heart and souls of this team, and one of the reasons they've had some success. So he's a guy that, while everybody was aware of Kerry, they weren't aware of him in this role until, mid-season last year, and now he's really come on to be a top college receiver, and gosh, he's the backup punter, he's the holder, he's the backup quarterback, he's a pretty good hand.
Bob, when you look at the Kansas defense, I'm going back to the defense, they've allowed 26.3 points a game. Is there one or two players that make a difference on the defense, if they're in there, if they're not in there, if somebody can get a double team on them, can we blow up open holes, or is there just, tell me the key to that defense.
Well, that defense has got to play together and play with great enthusiasm. James McClinton and Aqib Talib, obviously, were the leaders of the defense last year, and you don't have those two guys this year. But there are plenty of guys who've been through it. It's a big group, and some of them are veterans. The three senior linebackers are certainly keys, and they've got some young guys coming along now on the defensive line. Daryl Stuckey's a great leader in the secondary. You don't have Aqib Talib, you don't have James McClinton, but you've got a collection of guys who, if they are fundamentally sound, as the coaches say, they can do a pretty good job. But everybody struggled at times defensively this year in this era of college football, with the footballs flying the way they are, and we're seeing more points, I think, than we ever dreamed about.
Bob Davis joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, can't let you go without asking you about the Royals, the way things went here this season, and the outlook. They've made a couple of one, I think, kind of major and a couple of minor moves here since the offseason. Your thoughts on where they're at?
Well, I think they made some progress. It was not a good August, but it was an outstanding September. In fact, they had the best September record in baseball. So certainly that was encouraging, and you'd like to think that's a positive step. Pitching is so important. I think they've established, certainly right now, three solid starters. The bullpen, pretty good shape with an outstanding young closer. Always looking for more offense. We love Alex Gordon. I think now in year three, maybe this will be the year Alex kind of explodes on the scene. He has shown signs of being the player we know he can be. He's so we forget how inexperienced he is with just three pro seasons. But I think Alex is a guy to watch this year. They added Mike Jacobs in the trade the other day with the Marlins, and they've got a little more pop in the lineup, or slug, as Trey Hillman calls it. So progress is slow, I guess, in every sport. We talked about the football development at KU, but hopefully the Royals can make a little move this next year as well in the AL Central.
Bob, you certainly expect more moves to be made, especially like at first base where there seems to be a logjam.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Of course, the general manager's meetings have been going on out in Southern California. I'm sure Dayton Moore will come up with another deal or two, maybe even a free agent signing. Yeah, I think he's going to be busy this offseason.
No Manny in Kansas City, though, right?
Don't think you need Manny Ramirez, but that's a pretty good price tag if the Dodgers have, in fact, offered $45 million over 2 years. How does that sound to you?
Oh, it's like what they paid Danny Matthews, isn't it?
Well, some guys are worth it.
Well, Bob, I sure appreciate the time, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in Lincoln.
See you tomorrow.
Bob Davis from the J-Hot Network, the Royals Radio Network, giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Huskers, talking a little Royals, and getting ready for tomorrow's ball game. You know, Tony, you bring up this shootout aspect. I don't think that's what we're going to see. Total offense, 6th and 7th. Total defense, 6th and 7th in the conference.
But, Doug, I don't think they can stop anybody, and I don't think we can stop anybody. You look at that offense, Todd Reesing led, Joe Gans led. You want those two or you want the defenses? I'm taking the offenses.
Who are you picking?
Okay, you know what? I want to pick Nebraska. I really do.
Up on Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We're going to do that next. If you have not went up against us in Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We're going to take caller number, 10. We're taking caller 10 back after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Jill's Google page with Yahoo and carried her bed into the forest while she was asleep. Wake up, Jill!
Ah! What do you want from me?
Oh, just want to show how helpful Yahoo Search is.
Why didn't you just ask?
Come on, search for camping.
Hey, a little drop-down menu gives me related suggestions as I type.
Search quick getaway.
Right.
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
OnStar versus that new place. Sure, you can find your way to the places you always go, but what about that new Italian place with the great rigatoni? That new dog park you passed? That new place with a used piano you want to check out? With OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, the simplest and smartest navigation system, just push the blue button and the advisor can help you find that new place, or any place. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Saturday, it's another huge Big 12 battle as BCS number 2 Texas Tech plays host to the 9th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. This is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Terry Bowden and me from Lubbock as the high-scoring Texas Tech Red Raiders, fresh off their win over Texas, face the Oklahoma State Cowboys and their explosive offense led by quarterback Zach Robinson. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
It's a Big 12 doubleheader Saturday. Oklahoma A&M at 2, Oklahoma State Texas Tech at 6:30.
Camper Food Tickets. It's the day after Thanksgiving pilgrimage to Lincoln for NU Colorado. Sign up as a super fan at ESPNSuperStation.com right now. Brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sales, Sun Heat Systems of Nebraska, Bullseye Sports Bar of Hastings, and ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Wind advisory remains in effect for our area as we head through the day today, as we'll see lingering clouds and some partial clearing in some areas. There also is a slight chance of some rain or snow showers with highs in the lower 40s. Northwest Wednesday at 15 to 35. For tonight, we'll stay variably cloudy with a low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Danny Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We do them every Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where one lucky caller wins a $25 gift card to Johnny Casinos in Grand Island, just off the Conestoga Mall, where they invite you in to enjoy a great meal, whether it's lunch, whether it's evening time, watch some football this weekend. They'd love to have you there. And the winner of the $25 gift card this time around, Miles in Kearney, was caller number 10, and he's going to go up and try and keep our drudgery alive here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Miles, good morning.
Good morning.
Are we ready to pick some football?
Yep.
All right, well, let's get right after it, and we will start with our first game on the docket here is Georgia Tech at North Carolina. Who you got?
North Carolina.
Daddy?
I have the Tar Heels as well.
That's a close spread, but we take a sweep there. I take North Carolina. Virginia at Wake Forest. Daddy, I'm taking Virginia, and for two reasons. This is the I'll be happy either way. Either I get the pick right or Virginia loses. They have been my a thorn in my side for a month since they've got hot. Who do you got?
You know, I take Wake Forest, a very, very close game, closer than the experts think.
Miles, who you like?
I'll go with the Demon Deacons.
All right, Wake Forest. Clemson at Florida State, Daddy.
You know what? I'm going to take Florida State at home.
Miles, who do you like?
I'll take Florida State at home, too.
I think Dad's going to rub it into Clemson a little bit for firing son, so I'm going to take Florida State. Penn State at Iowa. Miles, who do you got in this one?
Nittany Lions.
Daddy, I'm going to take Penn State as well, although I think this could be one that sneaks up on them, but I'm going to take Penn State. I went 1-9 last week. I got to get some right this week. Penn State.
You know what? I'm going to take an upset here. I think Iowa wins the football game and helps the BCS and saves them a little bit of trouble.
That would be so outstanding. Let's go with Notre Dame at Boston College. Another thorn in my side. I'm taking Boston College. The Eagles win this battle of the Catholics.
I'm going to take Boston College as well. I mean, you know, I think at home Notre Dame struggles, losing a tough one to Pitt. They go on the road now, Boston College.
Boy, I haven't got an email from Ken this week about how great Notre Dame is. Miles, who do you like, the Irish or the Eagles?
I'll go with Notre Dame.
All right, going to go Notre Dame. That takes us to one of the top matchups or top games of the weekend, Alabama at LSU. Daddy.
Well, I want to just pick a black coach, and we haven't had one yet. Still don't have one.
Wow, what is wrong with you?
Well, that's all we're hearing, isn't it, about the black coach? I don't know. Give me LSU. Give me LSU at home.
I hope Alabama just jams it down their throat and wins by 40. I'm taking Alabama. Miles, who you like?
Alabama.
Man, I hate Saban.
Louisville at Pitt. Louisville just lost to Syracuse, and Pitt just went four overtimes with Notre Dame. Miles, who you like here?
I'll go with Louisville this week.
I am taking Pitt, Daddy.
I've got Pitt as well.
Yeah, that's another game that you want Louisville to win, but I don't see it happening. Michigan at Minnesota. Michigan is 2-7. Tony, who you got?
You know what? Minnesota seems to be the hot team. You kind of got tradition against, you know, somebody that was so bad a year ago. I'm going to take the team that's hot. Give me Minnesota.
Miles, how about you?
They lost a tough one last week, but I'll stick with Minnesota.
All right, they play like for the, is this the one they play for the axe? And they run across the field and grab the axe and run back across the field.
I think that's Wisconsin, isn't it?
Well, they had a great game, maybe so. A couple of years ago, Michigan and Minnesota played an epic game at the Metrodome. I expect another one, and I'm going to take the upset here. I'm going to take the Elm Creek, the Michigan Wolverines to win this football game. Now to the Big 12. Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. I'll go first. I'm not going to believe the hype. I'm going to go with Texas Tech, Tony.
I think it's 0-9 for Oklahoma State in Lubbock. Make it 0-10. I say Texas Tech wins this football game.
Miles, who you like here?
I'll go with the Cowboys.
All right, we've definitely got some different games here today. Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. And here it is. Time
for
the selection.
Just had to put it on there.
Yeah, I put it on there. Kansas at Nebraska. Miles, who you got?
Wow, let's go with Kansas in that one.
Daddy?
I'm not trying to be different than Miles. I think Pelini, they've responded every time there's been much adversity. Give me Nebraska.
Boy. So it's up to me to make the tie break. You know what? I talked, I don't know how much we've actually talked about it on the air, and we'll talk more here when we finish up with Miles. But just talking, you know, reading some Steve Sipple, talking to him, talking to some of the other guys, Lee Barfnecht earlier in the week, Kansas seems to be better. They seem to be great in the places we're not good. I I hate picking against Nebraska. I just absolutely hate picking against Nebraska. I am going to homer this one, and I'm going to take Nebraska. Total points, miles in the Nebraska-Kansas game will be?
74.
74, Daddy?
I've got 82.
Doug is going to stick with rolling the dice here that it's going to be a little bit more of a defensive game than the last time.
So take 73. Really mess with miles.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I was thinking about taking 70. I'm going to take 61. 61. Miles, $25 gift card coming your way from Johnny Casinos. And if you beat us, you're into the pool for the end of the season party and grand prize. So best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Daddy. Nebraska, Kansas. I just couldn't circle Kansas. It was like going into the voting booth on some of those things. I just couldn't fill in the oval. I think Kansas is going to win.
You think, I mean, from the heart of hearts, I mean, with you think Kansas is a better football team? I mean, talent-wise.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying maybe finally the Big Red doesn't make mistakes Saturday. They don't make mistakes. The cold weather hinders the passing game a little bit more of Kansas than it does for us. I'll let you take that into your own consideration, what that's all about.
Yeah, that's running the clock, and that's going to slow the game down.
I mean, we've got. I think Nebraska has more players that grew up in the cold weather than Kansas did. If you just look at the roster, I mean, Kansas had to go outside state to go get some of these kids. That's just maybe the biggest or littlest intangible of all time. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here. This comes from the guys over in Hastings. Who is the bigger guy, Mangino or Daddy?
Nice.
I haven't seen any baby daddy pictures yet, though. I've seen baby Mangino. You can dress up as a baby daddy for next Halloween.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Jerks.
Let's go to, Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. You got one for us, Daddy? Oh, I got one here. Hold on. Just in case you missed it from this Wednesday night, Class A District Volleyball, the A1 District at Papillion La Vista South. It was Papillion La Vista High School, who was number one, defeating Omaha Northwest 25-2, 25-6, 25-1.
Woohoo!
Oh, no.
9 total points. And their football team gets beat 77-0 on Friday. Then this can't get much better in the AD's office.
Woohoo!
Tony, your thoughts?
You obviously couldn't return the volleyball because they were just letting it fall and laughing at you the whole time.
Well, I mean, Papillion, you start to overswing, you think you miss a couple in there or maybe put a serve in the net or something. 9 points? All right, coaches, if you think you got it bad, you're not coaching at Omaha Northwest.
Gosh, that's one of the more pathetic. I mean, that ranks right up there with Lincoln High and what they've been able to do.
Let's go to Zach from Kearney, who says, my nominee for the Turkey of the Week is the chair official for the St. Paul Minden Sub-District Volleyball Final. Doug, I know you were there, so see if you remember this. A ball was spiked by a member of the St. Paul team to the Minden side of the court. The ball hit the line judge, who was clearly standing out of bounds, in the foot, and he ruled it in, gave the point to St. Paul. This is my nominee for Turkey of the Week. I know the play of which you speak. Thanks, Zach.
It's just a bad call, huh?
Let's give away our Turkey of the Week, getting a 15-pound, or approximate, because you know those little burgers all weigh a little bit different, the 15-pound smoked turkey for the holidays from Schroeder's Smoked Food in Shelton. It's going to be Brent, our mailman friend in Holdridge. What do you think about that?
All right, Brent, congratulations.
He nominated me for Turkey of the Week for going 1-9 in our college football selections last week. And if that's not turkification, I don't know what is. Brent, we've got a smoked turkey coming your way from Schroeder's in Shelton, and we will be sending you out the certificate, and you can go pick it up in time for Thanksgiving. Don't forget, we'll be giving away another turkey next week, so if something strikes your fancy over the weekend, remember you can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break, and we will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including Daddy's selections after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now
how your tablecloth is stained and how.
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap when the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As bigger is better. And right now at the men's store inside JCPenney, it's the biggest sale of them all. Everything is on sale. The entire men's department on sale. All the brands you trust, like Dockers, Levi's, St. John's Bay, Izod, and Stafford. All shirts, pants, jeans, jackets, dress clothes, even socks and underwear. All of it. If you can wear it, it's on sale right now at the biggest sale of them all. At the men's store inside JCPenney, where they make it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
Here's a tip for anyone with a boat, motorcycle, or RV. Don't rub it in. Your neighbors already envy you, and they don't want to hear about all the fun you're having. And they aren't. Here's another tip. You can insure your boat, motorcycle, or RV with Progressive and get the same great rates and outstanding service you get with Progressive Car Insurance. On the road or on the water, you can expect great coverage and great service at a great price. Now that's Progressive. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry. Just as Johnny Casinos in Grand Island is a sure bet for great food every night. Barbecue chicken and rib Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, prime rib Friday and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. Now featuring Texas Hold'em Wednesday night, 6:30 and 9:15. Remember, what goes on at Johnny Casinos will bring you back to Johnny Casinos.
The Roman in downtown Kearney is known for great Italian food, pizza, and gourmet sandwiches. Roman's intimate decor, fine wine, and well-stocked bar will enhance your dining experience, along with a variety of live entertainment. But if you can't be there, the Roman's entire menu is now available for home delivery during regular dining hours between 5 and 9 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday, and Thursday through Saturday till 10 p.m. For great food and drink, just pick up the phone and let the Roman satisfy your appetite tonight.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A wind advisory remains in effect for our area as we head through the day today, as we'll see lingering clouds and some partial clearing in some areas. There also is a slight chance of some rain or snow showers with highs in the lower 40s. Northwest winds stay at 15 to 35. For tonight, we'll stay variably cloudy with a low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's no time to be working in the yard, but it's time to be thinking about what's going on next season. And in the comfort of your own home or business, go to Curbit.net and pick out a design that will work for you and get a free estimate from Matt and the gang at Curbit. That's why they have that great website for you, so you can be comfortable inside and see what you'd like to do. Remember, Curbit is a continuous and free-flowing landscape edging, allowing smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. It's low maintenance, adds definition, and is guaranteed for a full 5 years. Plus, they've got the lighted curbing package. You can't find a cheaper or more effective way to light your entire landscape area. Don't forget, it's more economical and durable, successful root barrier, multiple color and design options, reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Professional appearance adds value to your property as well. Whether it's home or business, they're there for you, bringing life to landscapes, residential and commercial. Call for a free estimate at 308-237-4805 or go to curbit.net. And now, the excitement of Friday continues with Daddy's college and NFL selections. How'd you do last week? Did we ever get an official? We made so much fun of our Johnny Casino pigskin picks. How did you do last week?
Well, they were about like that. They were about like that. We split 2-2 in the college ranks. And then for the first time in I don't know how long, 0-3 in the pros. 0-3 I went in the NFL last week.
What's our problem? I was feeling bad about why my selections are so bad. You're rubbing off on me.
Yeah, we're rubbing off on each other.
All right, let's go to the college ranks. You're going to try and go with some old tried and true to get back in the run here.
Well, no, I actually only picked one game because I've got three games that will stay on the radar the rest. You know, we start with Arizona minus 40 against Washington State. That's just becoming too easy. We're going to take BYU. Our new play against is San Diego State. They're a 1-8 football team. Wyoming just beat you 35-10. You've lost to New Mexico 70-7. You've lost 41-7. It goes on 35-10 to San Jose State. San Diego State's our new bet against team. I'm going to lay 36.5 and take BYU. My third game, Oklahoma minus 28. I still haven't got my money back on A&M. They've been covering every week. I'm going to lay 28 points. I expect them to go to College Station and finally redeem myself for the Texas Tech, Texas A&M game a month ago.
That will be the first of our doubleheader here on ESPN Saturday, 2 o'clock pregame, Sooners and Aggies, followed by Texas Tech, Oklahoma State.
So really, the only game I really picked this week, Virginia at Wake Forest. Virginia getting 5 points. Well, Virginia's last 5 points, or last five games, they're 82.5 points above the spread. I will take those 5 points, and I will take the Virginia Cavaliers. So in the college ranks, Virginia plus 5, BYU minus 36.5, Arizona minus 40, Oklahoma minus 28.
Now to the National Football League.
You know, I liked about three games this week. And every time, you know, Detroit kept flashing up at me. Can the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Detroit Lions? They couldn't beat the Cincinnati Bengals. You know how many times a team has had a chance to lose to 0-8 teams back-to-back weeks? It's never happened in the NFL. I say I take those 7 points. Detroit's playing better football. I take the Detroit Lions. They've kicked the linebacker off the team, the captain for Jacksonville. They're in disarray down there. I will take the Detroit Lions. My second game, I'm going to take the St. Louis Rams. They fell on their face with the New York Jets. Continue to turn the ball over. I'm not sure the Jets are 10 points better than anybody. I take the Jets and I take the Lions. I'm only going two games in the NFL. I'm just hoping to come out a winner this week. The Jets and the Lions.
Are you going to pick the Roy Jones Jr. fight for us?
I got money on Jones.
We got fish all of a sudden.
Wow. He's lost it over there. And those are your NFL and college selections for Week 10 here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck, everybody. Well, after that depressing segment, I'd like to get fired up and get some good food in me from Troutman's, your tailgating headquarters. Nothing says you have tailgate outside, folks. It's a Husker game on TV, tailgate inside. They have fresh sausages, Italian, German. How about the tomato and basil bratwurst? They're fresh bacon coming out of the smokehouse today. Oh, wow. Was that just a mouthwater right there? I think it was. Thanksgiving is coming up, and Troutman's encouraging you to reserve your smoked turkeys and boneless or bone-in hams. Get your order in now. They're across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone, the big steer out front, says, come on in. And he also sometimes goes, meh. That's a pretty bad one. That was a bad move.
I thought it was good.
And deer season, Daddy. Begins next week?
Yeah, bring it in. Bring it in. Bring in your deer. Obviously, they can't take whole carcass deer, but they can take
your clean, boneless deer trim. Troutman's will make it into your favorite summer sausage, jerky, or snack stick. Those are always good when it gets bowl time. You know, that's usually, you get them in, and you're going, hey, it's college bowl time. Here's another package of jerky.
Yeah,
here's some snack sticks for the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah.
The best part about bringing that deer to carry is he can add about 4 parts pork and make it taste halfway decent, too.
Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend, fresh sausage, great USDA choice steaks, and the best ground chuck in town. And don't forget, again, deer season, bring in your clean, boneless deer trim. They'll make it into your favorite jerky, snack stick, summer sausage. And with Thanksgiving just about 3 weeks away, get your order in now. They'll get you your smoked turkeys, boneless, or bone-in hams at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. High school volleyball tonight. A couple sub-districts just wrapped up last night. Clay Center will play Fall City Sacred Heart. These are all district finals tonight at 7 o'clock at Tri-County. Bertrand will play Juanita Palisade tonight at Southwest High School. That is also at 7 o'clock. All the Class C action is going on tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul at Grand Island Senior High. Hear it on Power 99. Ord will play Battle Creek in Fullerton. Kearney Catholic will play Gordon Rushville in Ogallala. Again, these are all at 7 o'clock. Thayer Central plays Heartland at Centennial High School. Ravenna takes on Superior at Adams Central High School. Cambridge and Bridgeport will play at Sutherland High School. Again, those are all at 7 o'clock tonight. The winners advance to the state tournament beginning on Thursday. And the B5 final is tonight. Hastings taking on Grand Island Northwest at Kearney High. Aurora and Seward playing in the B4 final. In case you haven't heard, next week's Nebraska-Kansas State game kicks off at 2:35, and that looks like that's also going to be on a pay-per-view option. Don't forget UNK volleyball home tonight and tomorrow. UNK football is home tomorrow, a 2 o'clock kickoff. For Mesa State, it's 2 o'clock so that you can catch some of the cross-country out at the Kearney Country Club. The Central Regionals are there, men at 10, the women at 11. Then you can go over and catch the football game with Mesa. The Hastings College football team will be hosting Concordia in their home finale tomorrow. Hastings College volleyball team, a straight-set winner last night, so they're at Doan tomorrow night in the quarterfinal round. Hastings soccer team, both the men and women are advancing on for the semifinals. The women tomorrow, the men coming up Tuesday, and the Tri-City Storm on the road this weekend as they take on the Indiana Ice.
Doug, I'll go back to the Dead Popper inbox. Kelly wants to know, any chance of a celebrity appearance? I wonder who that would... me, at the Bertrand Volleyball Disc. No, there will be... No, I'm going to be at Omaha North tonight with Doug. Will not be able to take in the Bertrand, but I will be cheering for the Lady Vikings.
Where would you rather be?
Where would I rather be? No brain or Southwest High School, cheering on the Vikings.
Inside.
That's a good point.
Inside. Three Nebraska football players honored on Thursday to the ESPN, the magazine, All-District team. This came out for all levels. But three Huskers, and two of them are Todd Peterson and Tyler Wortman. I mean, come on, folks. What are they doing at Grand Island Central Catholic, Grand Island in general? It just shows you what they're getting done over there. Outstanding. Dan Titchener, the punter, is the third to receive that. So congratulations to those three. They just do so many things so right. For the Lopers, Brian Maliski and Pat Ackerman, volleyball players Kelly Wemhoff and Nikki Scott receive that award. Husker volleyball players Corey Cooper, Amanda Gates, and Jordan Larson receive that award. Coming up Monday, we will be joined by Merkin Morris and also Bob Jensen. We're going to have a long weekend. We got a long weekend coming up, Daddy. We will be heading on Monday then up to Plainview for the Ravenna game. A lot of football going to be on our network of stations. Elm Creek, Blue Hill, Axtell, Clearwater Orchard, Ravenna, Plainview, and Giltner Maxwell among the games that you'll be able to hear on Monday. And as we wrap up our show, congratulations to Bill Stroud of Kearney. He is the first winner of a Sun Heat System energy-efficient space heater. For weighing in on our hot topic of Bo Pelini and the Pelini-Osborne comparison from Tuesday's press conference. Bill, congratulations, another one of our loyal listeners. Don't forget, we're giving away a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater once a week. So just listen to the Doug and Daddy Show, and your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by the hundreds and win you a Sun Heat System energy-efficient space heater. I want to thank Bob Davis from the Jayhawk Radio Network to join us on the show today. Daddy, prediction tomorrow?
You know what? I think it's a high-scoring affair. Like I said, I think it's something like 45-40 or something. Nebraska comes out on top.
Nebraska 32, Kansas 29.
We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.